Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and our study in Luke chapter 12, verse 49, titled, I Am Come to Send Fire on the Earth. Correspondence can be sent by email to BBFOhio@protonmail.com, or you can send your letter by U.S. Postal along with any check or money order contributions by addressing those to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. This information is also available, and you can contact us as well as donate through our website at bbfohio.com. And now we begin with a current events update and then our study in Luke chapter 12, verse 49, titled, I Am Come to Send Fire on the Earth. This is part one of two
of our current events update. 1-2 headline reviews in the news. Number one, am I the only one that is feeling COVID hysteria fatigue?
No, I don't think so.
No.
That's good to know.
I wish there were more people like it.
Misery loves company, as they say. I just get tired of it. You know, with the hurricane and Afghanistan thing, you don't want to see tragedy, but it's like at least they're talking about something else. It's like we had 4 years of Russia, 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 and now we've had going on 2.5 years of COVID, COVID, COVID. But the Biden administration is pressuring Israel to part the land. Part the land. That doesn't sound good. Is that familiar to any of you?
Oh, yeah.
You may remember Joel chapter 3 where God says he's going to judge those who force Israel to part the land.
Oh.
Remember that? Joel chapter 3 verses 1 through 3. This is a mail email that I got from the Temple Mount Faithful. They are Orthodox Jews, so they're not Christians. And they are planning to build a temple that the Bible says will go up there in Jerusalem after the rapture and during the 70th week of Daniel, when the Antichrist, according to Daniel 9, 24 to 27, the Antichrist will confirm the covenant. Most prophecy teachers are clueless. They'll call it a peace treaty. The Bible says they're going to renew the covenant. What covenant? The covenant. What covenant's that? The Mosaic Covenant. If you're a Jew, there's one the covenant. And that's what they're going to renew after the rapture. The Antichrist makes this, it's a global agreement between him and Israel and the world that they're going to allow them to build a temple. They've already got the plans. You can see videos of it. And they have an area for all the Gentile religions to join them on the outer court and all that sort of thing. It'll be an ecumenical mess. It will be blasphemous, but it is also a fulfillment of prophecy. God said they're going to do it. And so as they're looking for the Messiah, because they reject the true Messiah, and getting ready to build this temple, this is the email that went out August 24th from the Temple Mount Faithful, a newsletter to lovers of Zion and Israel in the world. President Joe Biden and his administration started pressure on Israel to stop any building and any settlements in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem, including the Temple Mount, which means canceling of all pro-Israel actions of the former president of the United States, Donald Trump. The new policy of President Joe Biden is pro-Palestinian and Islam. He wants to establish a so-called Palestinian state in Judea and Samaria and to reestablish a Palestinian consulate in East Jerusalem, which means canceling the recognition of President Trump of United Jerusalem, the eternal capital of Israel. The settlers and the Temple Mount Faithful to President Joe Biden, it will never come to pass. Israel obeys only the God of Israel.
Amen. Go Israel.
Well, that's a nice attitude, but the world has other plans, and the Antichrist will institute different plans temporarily. But what could go wrong? This has been over the last few weeks to the end.
I noticed on the spelling there, and they were G.
They always do that. That's an Orthodox thing.
That's showing.
So what could go wrong?
Okay.
Oh, maybe hurricanes?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Jenny said that this morning.
Yeah.
I was like, I wonder what
if you... Well, I'll refer you to a book we have in our library where you can do the correlations between the major hurricanes and disasters in the United States and our administrations, regardless of who, trying to force Israel to part the land. I personally think part of the reason Donald Trump lost was Jared Kushner.
Yep.
He spent his time in Israel trying to get them to give up land. God says no. That land belongs to God, and it belongs to the Jews, and you got a nation of unbelieving Jews, so it's a very messy thing right now. And what's going to happen is God's going to judge those unbelieving Jews. The saved Jews will go up in the rapture. But the ones that are left, two-thirds are going to die. And the one-third remnant that remains will be saved when Jesus returns and they look upon him whom they pierced. And they will mourn. They're not going to be happy about it at first. Why? Because they're going to realize for 2,000 years their entire ancestry has been wrong. And they have fought their own Messiah. I've had conversations numerous times through the years. I'm right now carrying on one online with an Orthodox Jew. And, you know, just trying to explain to him. He'll probably reject the Messiah till he dies or goes into the tribulation. But we also try to explain to Christians who are too stupid to understand the Bible that while we understand these things about unbelieving Israel, Israel is still Israel. They have a right to that land. It's not your place or my place to condemn Israel or judge them or curse them. And if you curse them, God will still curse you. Because God still has a plan for the Jews.
Amen.
And God still says, you will not give up that land. And those who try to make you part that land, I will destroy them. That's why I believe there's no mention of the United States in Bible prophecy. Because the United States is always the country trying to force Israel to part that land. And so what happens? Well, you got this Hurricane Ida, supposed to be at least a Category 4. Before it hits New Orleans and could hit 5. We just had this warning shot. Henry or Henri, however you want to pronounce it. Henri. And killed people and destroyed hundreds of millions, if not into the billions, of damage. And meanwhile, the rest of the nation burns. There's your list. All the forest fires in California, 1.5 million acres are burning, 12 fires, zero contained. In Colorado, a fire of 4,000 acres, it's bigger. Actually, these are old statistics by about 48 hours. Most of these fires are much bigger than it says here. Zero contained. Idaho has 19 fires with only one contained. Minnesota, 2 fires, 0 contained. Montana, 20 with 1 contained. And on it goes. And all I can say is, thank the Lord it's all out west. I feel sorry for anybody with my health condition out there because that would kill me, that smoke. So for a refresher course on past American involvement with Israel, get the book that we have, I think one copy. Yeah, one copy available. We keep 2 on hand. But it's called As America Has Done to Israel. We have a second copy. I'll go ahead and get it out and put it in there so that everybody can get it if you want. If you don't already own it, we gave away copies before.
Amen. Excellent.
And
is this the current? Is this our recent
update? Well, it's the most current. Yeah. And then the second thing is related, I believe. The Biden trashed the Trump plan in Afghanistan, spelled wrong. And now 13 Americans are dead. And that's just the beginning, I believe. Why is that? Well, we read about it in Isaiah 3 this morning. When apostasy sets in, God lets you lose wars.
Yep.
Right.
Amen.
13 Americans have died because Joe Biden trashed the legitimate. We evacuating wasn't wrong, and some people are too dense to just understand anything that involves more than two variables. The right thing to do was to get out of Afghanistan because it was wrong to go in and try to turn that country into a constitutional republic in the first place. You will never turn a Muslim majority nation into any kind of democratic country. Islam is a theocracy. And if Islam rules, there is no democracy. Period. It's been that way ever since Muhammad. And it'll never change. But, you know, that's the first mistake they made, was to go into Iraq and Afghanistan and try to set up Muslim nations as republics. It's not going to work. And then the second problem was just staying 20 years. And then the third problem is having a senile reprobate as your commander-in-chief who hasn't got the brains God gave the hind leg of a dog. And he totally repealed Donald Trump's legitimate plan to get all of us, all of our people out of there. First, they were going to get all of our stuff, billions of dollars of military equipment, hardware, everything. And then they were going to destroy what was left as they evacuated all the Americans. It wouldn't have been a problem. And you got lying Joe Biden up there telling everybody that it's Trump's fault. That, well, Trump's the one that made the deal to be out by May 1st. Well, you became president and didn't get him out, Joe. And you didn't follow his plan that he had in place, Joe. So we have to bury Lieutenant Corporal David Espinoza, Sergeant Nicole Gee, Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover, Corporal Hunter Lopez, Lieutenant Corporal Riley McCollum, Lieutenant Corporal Dylan Marola, Lieutenant Corporal Kareem Nakui, Corporal Deegan Page, Sergeant Johanny Rosario, Corporal Humberto Sanchez, Lieutenant Corporal Jared Schmitz, Staff Sergeant Ryan Noss, Corpsman Max Soviak. The Taliban now, because of Joe Biden's incompetence, is armed. Billions of dollars in planes, in not just Humvees. Brother Pedro has explained there's a new, more advanced type of armed vehicle that they left dozens of those behind, and all kinds of arms and ammunition. They've done this before, folks. When Jimmy Carter was president, our CIA trained a man named Tim Osman. You know him as Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
They armed the Mujahideen, and when Carter went out of office, as Carter was going out, the Soviet Union was packing up and giving up on Afghanistan. They learned the hard way, too. You can't turn them into communists or Democrats. And so Mujahideen became Al-Qaeda, armed by the United States of America. And then 9/11, and then 20 years in Afghanistan, we were fighting people, many of whom were trained by us, armed by us, and many of the others trained by those we trained. And they're going to do it again. Because war is a racket. So remember that the next time a 9/11 happens and they get everybody all whooped up into war, kill them all. Just remember this. They've done this over and over and over. Even the wars that I think were legitimate to get into, they've false flagged our way into them.
Yeah, that's right.
The Lusitan, World War I, it was a setup. Ship was destroyed and So we had to go over and kill the Kaiser and his people. That was an illegitimate war. No reason America should have been in World War I. None. World War II, there's some reasons why we had an interest in stopping Nazi Germany and being involved in not letting Russia take over Europe and helping out the Jews. They're being genocided in Germany. There are reasons. Pearl Harbor was a setup. It's just plain and simple. Declassified documents will tell you this. FDR knew it and let it happen. It was a controlled false flag event. The Gulf of Tonkin didn't even happen. It was just a big report of something that happened and got us into Vietnam. 9/11. We're going to celebrate or observe 20 years. I guess you wouldn't say celebrate. We're going to observe 20 years since 9/11. All indications that that was a false flag event that your government helped orchestrate.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Of course, Al-Qaeda was involved. And their CIA asset, Tim Osman, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden, was behind it. Yes. Why? Because you can read about the New American Century, signed off on by Rumsfeld and Cheney and all the neocons that came in with George W. Bush. They said in 1999, before Bush was even elected, he hadn't even been handpicked to be their puppet. And they needed a new Pearl Harbor. So they found a puppet named George W. and they had their Pearl Harbor.
Yep.
And now we've had to pull out of Afghanistan. And we need another reason for another war. So let's arm them. That's what Joe Biden just did. Just armed thousands, tens of thousands of Taliban now, trained by Americans, many of them, armed by Americans, and ready for the next war. So prepare for escalation of war, natural disasters, and continued communist suppression from the Democrat Marxists. I didn't have space, so I'm going to mention here, and your rhino Republicans and your neocon Republicans. And so we pray with the psalmist in Psalm 40, verse 1, deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man, which imagine mischiefs in their heart. Continually are they gathered together for war. That's the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, Amen. The Bohemian Grove, and all the elitist gatherings of Freemasons and other occultists who gather to plan these wars.
Yep.
Verse 3, they have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison is under their lips, Selah. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent man who have purposed to overthrow my goings. And that's what they're using COVID for, is to silence you, to put you in a place of submission so that you won't speak out when these things are happening. And we can say, we're going to speak out, we're going to do what's right. Then after the rapture, they can have it. All right, if you have your Bible, open to Luke chapter 12. If you don't have your Bible, there should be one in front of you in the pew. And we call ourselves Bible Believers Fellowship. Why? Because we believe the Bible. And so that's why when you come here, most of the time we go verse by verse through books. And even when we provide other studies, it's to help us understand the books that we're studying so that when you go home, you can read your Bible and understand it. God, many times Christians will pray, Lord, show me something. And if he were to speak audible, the Lord would say, look down, it's in front of your face. Amen.
Amen.
That's why a lot of Christians just want mysticism and all that kind of thing. And he's given you his words. These words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life.
Amen.
And we try to provide as much happy, clappy, and positive thinking as possible. But going through the Bible, it's not always easy because there's a lot said about sin. There's a lot said about apostasy. A lot of things you have to deal with. It's a balanced book. There's positive and negative. Well, it's funny because in our verse we're going to read this morning, verse 49, we've titled this, "I am come to send fire on the earth." Boy, now does that not sound like a happy, clappy sermon? Amen? But it's got an important message, and it's a very balanced message. After warning believers to be ready for his imminent return once his work is accomplished, his death, burial, and resurrection, he ascended to heaven. From that point on, Christians have looked for him to return at any moment. Jesus now makes this startling statement, one that wouldn't sell very many books these days. There is a niche market for this kind of thing, but it's not going to be a bestseller. So look there in Luke 12, verse 49, and if you're there, read it with me. "I am come to send fire on the earth, and what will I if it be already kindled?" Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
So much for the gentle Jesus. Why do I say that? We only say it half jokingly because Jesus is gentle when it's appropriate.
Yeah.
See, Jesus is not imbalanced. He's balanced. And there are times where Jesus is very gentle. There's other times where Jesus is downright nasty. And don't tell me it's not true.
Amen.
Or I'll start reading Matthew 23 right now.
Amen.
And if you say it's not true, you haven't read Matthew 23.
Amen.
There's a time where God cuts loose. There's a time for it. And I'll tell you this, when he returns in Revelation 19, the rapture is going to be happy time. Rapture happens, we all go up, we get a glorified body, let's go to the judgment seat to get rewards, let's get our marriage supper of the Lamb. Then we return. How many of you noticed when it says that Jesus, when he comes back the second time, he doesn't hang around in the air?
Yep.
See, in the rapture, he hangs around the air. We meet him in the air. But then when he comes back, he comes to the earth.
Amen.
And what's he doing? Destruction. And we're right there with him. We're right there with him. So Jesus is not the imbalanced, positive-only kook that modern evangelicals pretend him to be. Most of the books about Jesus put out in the last 30 years are imbalanced. Most of the preaching on TV and radio about Jesus is imbalanced.
Amen.
And there's some preachers that are just over the top, like the old deceased Robert Schuller and Norman Vincent Peale. And more recently, then you have the Joel Osteens and those kind of guys. They're in trouble with God. God has called preachers to preach all the counsel of God,
Amen.
Not just the fluffy parts.
Amen?
Amen? So back in verse 49, "I am come to send fire on the earth. And what will I if it be already kindled?" Jesus confirms this to be both figurative and literal, according to the times you're talking about. In his time right now, the fire was a figurative fire that was taking place. The fire is seen in the love of Christ, which is spread by his people. You see, we preach the Bible, and there's judgment, and there's God hates sin. God's going to destroy the wicked and set up his kingdom. There's all that. But you know what? Our message to the world today, repent and believe the gospel, and you can be saved eternally. It don't get no happier than that. Amen? So that's our overall message to the lost folks. Some people think we should spend a lot of time warning the lost about the end times and everything, but I have news for you. If they don't believe the Bible, then you're just blowing hot air when you talk to a lost man or woman about Bible prophecy.
Amen.
Yep. It's only somebody who believes the book who's going to take you seriously. They just mock and make fun of you. Rapture. They make movies like Rapture Palooza, you know, that kind of thing. John Wesley said this in his notes in 1754, "I am come to send fire." And his comment is, "to spread the fire of heavenly love all over the earth." You see, you may not believe this, you know, but, you know, I'm kind of a flower child at heart. You know, a lot of my shirts, I had one on today I was going to wear, real bright and flowery. You know, Brother Rick and I have a similar taste, and today we dress down. But, you know, I like those bright, flowery. I like happy. You know, I like having a good time. Sometimes I've told you all, you're kind of cranky. We get together and you want to just... It's like, you know what? I came here to get away from all that. Let's not talk about that stuff for a little while. Why? Let's be happy a little while. We got something to be happy about. Amen? I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Where? I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? To stay. So anytime we get together, we ought to be able to tap it.